It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jordan Cornette. Earlier this week, we got together and had a lengthy conversation about the new G League Pathways program and opportunity for players to potentially go that direction instead of college in preparation for the NBA. And the man in charge of that, G League President Sharif Abdur-Rahim, joins us now. Thanks for the time, Sharif.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Good. We had quite a fun debate going back and forth a couple days ago on this. We both think that opportunities and options for these players is fantastic, but we have some questions about the pathway and some of the specifics. So I'm curious, you know, what is it about this that you believe makes it a better option for some of the elite prospects than college?
Well, I wouldn't position it that way. I'll take you back a little bit. In 2018, the G League announced, you know, our professional path program. And, you know, at that time we announced the salary that we would pay and we'd invite the players in and, you know, at the same time help them prepare for the NBA, you know, on the court and off the court and, you know, also deliver, life skills and just overall professional preparedness. I think what we see now is, you know, just our first class of young players coming into the G League and taking advantage of that opportunity. So it's not really a new project that we have. We've made some changes and you know, iterated somewhat. You know, what I would say is never, you know, positioned against college. That the idea is for, you know, a young man that's looking for an alternative to the traditional route of, you know, going to college.
And I think it's clear, Sharif, that you understand the benefits of college, clearly having gone for a year and then went on to the league and dominate. And your son, one of the top 30 players in the country, is headed to the fine institution of the University of Virginia to be a difference maker for that program, a heck of a ball player in his own right. As you talk about that, the pathway has been something that's been in place, what adjustments are going to be made? Because I think it's fair to say that the guys in the G League are hoping to move forward from the G League to get to the NBA, and that goes for the coaches, that goes for the players as well. So having a concern for these young men who haven't fully developed being thrust in this situation that is not going to be the same as the current players in the G League, how will it be different, and how will you secure that they will be basically properly taken care of in this position to succeed?
No, great. I think, you know, what we've learned over, you know, really the last 16 months or so as we've been, you know, going out and explaining and, you know, really just educating people about the professional path is that we needed, within the G League, we need to be able to craft out a place for these young players. So what we have is we have a team that will be dedicated to the development of these young players, right? And they'll play a condensed G League schedule. So our schedule is 50 games. They'll probably play no more than 25 games. And, you know, we'll have an NBA quality coach working with them, helping them develop, you know, helping them learn the NBA game and preparing them that way. You know, I think originally we thought we'd take the players and place them on a current G League team. And, you know, just for a number of reasons, that didn't fit. So, you know, I think, you know, kind of refining what we're offering, you know, others entered the market. So, you know, when we first came out, there really wasn't, you know, an Australian or overseas market that was really competing for these players. So we, you know, we had to, you know, kind of adjust and make it, you know, somewhere where the players would, you know, be able to grow and learn and really thrive.
Talking to former NBA player and turned G League president Sharif Abdur-Rahim here on ESPN Radio, you mentioned that you needed to make some changes. Obviously, the ability now to go to a $500,000 plus salary for the very select elite prospects, this sort of one-year development program that works on life skills and money skills and everything else in addition to basketball. Is there still a partnership with ASU? Is there an element of education and potential future education if a career in hoops doesn't work out?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of our agreement and our contract with the players is that when they sign on with us, they have a scholarship through Arizona State University. They can start taking classes as early as, you know, this season or, you know, right now once they finish high school, or as good, you know, as good for them as through their career and beyond. So they can, you know, come with us, play a year, go play 20 years professionally, and, you know, at the end of their career, still there for them to complete their education.
Sharif, having mental health, there being such a high awareness of that with the NBA and the initiatives taken to improve that within the league, is it's a very real thing, and a lot of people suffer from it. And that's no different than guys who live lucrative lives in the NBA. They have been subject to it as well. How do you protect an 18-year-old? Because I have a fear of an 18-year-old being put in that position and being sectioned off almost in a bubble of sorts, only playing 25 of those games, not living like the rest of the guys in the G League. How do you socialize them so they still get that aspect of life that they would be missing out on in college?
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, I think that one, you know, your thought and idea just around the, you know, just overall well-being, you know, of athletes is something that's important to us with the G League and, you know, overall NBA family. You know, just as we enter, you know, mental health month. So, that's important, and all of that will be, you know, a part of our just overall programming and planning for the players. You know, I think the, you know, the really special thing that we've been able to do is, you know, in crafting out this team, this development team, select team, if you will, for the young players. It won't just be, you know, it's not just one player isolated. You know, you'll have a group of them that, you know, obviously through AAU and different camps have grown up together and they know each other, so they'll have that support system. You know, in the G League, all of our teams have dedicated, you know, off-court, you know, life skills, player development, personnel. So they'll have that resource. They'll have the resources from the NBA and the NBA social responsibility and player development group. And then they'll have, you know, our veterans that will be on their team that are, you know, seasoned professionals that, you know, understand the rigors of professional life to help guide them and teach them about being professionals. And then just a whole host of, you know, alumni and folks within the G League that want to see them do really well. So it's really, you know, it's a, I think, a comprehensive program crafted for this group of young players and young people in general, but it's also all hands on deck and making sure that they have a really good experience.
We're talking to G League President Sharif Abdur-Rahim about the Pathways program that's drawing some elite prospects away from playing overseas or in college en route to the NBA. I'm curious, you know, this is obviously a program that is drawing some pretty big names of late. You know, do you anticipate that you'll have enough of them to mix them in with the older players, but also create that kind of insular specialty system just for them?
Yeah, I do. I think we're on our way with that. You know, we, you know, signed, as you've seen, we signed three of the elite high school players to date. You know, we have, you know, some options with some international players that are interested. And, you know, we currently have a pipeline already with the NBA academies that are stationed around the world. And, you know, players matriculate from that, from there to, you know, to college and, you know, can come to the G League. So there is, you know, an opportunity for others to join this group. And then as we've explained, mix in the veteran players to, you know, be a part of the team, to go and continue to grow their games, but also be, you know, mentors to the younger players.
Sharif, what's the motivation behind this model? What's driving you guys to want to take this route and really push this initiative?
Yeah, I'd say two things. One, I'd say, you know, in some ways I would say that the college basketball community has asked the G League to do this. If you remember on the heels of the Rice Commission, that, you know, some of the findings that came out of that was that the G League should create an alternative pathway for the elite high school players that are looking for other opportunities. In addition to that, I'd say I think young people are, you know, just taking more control of their destiny. So we've seen just the idea of young men looking to go and play in, you know, other professional leagues for a season or to take a gap year. And if that's the case, you know, I would say from a G League standpoint, and these are players that are tracking towards the NBA, we saw just this past year, two players that are going to be lottery picks. You know, one, LaMelo Ball, likely to be a top five pick. You know, go and play abroad. You know, NBA personnel, you know, taking weeks at a time to go and scout these players. I would say, you know, let's keep these players within the NBA ecosystem.
Yeah, so you want to have a little bit more control and awareness of what they're doing in that year between high school and when they hope to join the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this was really interesting stuff, and we look forward to hearing some more details as they come out about coaches and other personnel there. Thanks so much for the time, Sharif. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you.